Welcome, welcome, welcome back to Entertainment with Cynthia D. I'm your host, Cynthia D. We're going to jump right into this podcast. We're going to talk about the impeachment, NBA Youngboy, R. Kelly, any and everything that's been trending right now. So let's talk about this impeachment. Now, a lot of us were so excited yesterday when we saw the headline, Trump impeached. But, you know, Twitter and Facebook, they got, you know, they got into it or whatever. So they talked about the meaning of impeachment, because a lot of people don't know what impeachment means. When they see impeachment, they think, oh, he's out of the office, he's not our president anymore. No, he is still the president. It's up to the Senate to vote, and if they agree with everything, then he's going to be officially out of office, according to my understanding. Now, what's going to happen is that he is charged with abuse of power and obstruction of Congress, but he is not removed from the office. The Senate has to determine that. And as you know, the Senate is full of Republicans, so they're going to return the deciding factor of Trump's fate in the White House and things like that. So, you know what I'm saying? A lot of you guys, you know, y'all went back to back with so many people talking about you did not pay attention to social study class and all this. Look, I feel like a lot of us didn't pay attention to social studies, because I'm a journalist and I didn't even know, and this sounds crazy, but I didn't even know, you know, about impeachment, you know. I reported it a lot, but I didn't know anything about impeachment until I actually read and I looked it up, and I was like, okay, but he's still our president. He's still in office. It's gonna be more votes that's gonna happen. He faces two charges. That's all he does. He just faces two charges. So until the Senate votes and, you know, they want to vote him out, he's out. But if not, they can overturn it and he's still going to remain our president. But that does not mean that you should get discouraged. You need to get out and vote during the 2020 election next year. And put somebody back, put a Democrat or a Republican that you feel you're comfortable with in the White House. That's all it is to it. All right, so let's get into this R. Kelly thing. So it's supposed to be a part two of Surviving R. Kelly. And allegedly it's supposed to air on Lifetime. Now, there is a lawsuit going on, from what I saw from plenty of articles. And it's with his ex-wife, Drea Kelly. You know, I feel like now people are, I'm not for R. Kelly, anything that he did. I'm not against it, everything that he gave. But I'm saying, like, now, if like people are reaching for money, I don't think there's no need to do a Surviving R. Kelly part two. That's my opinion. This is my podcast. I'm going to speak with my mind. I don't feel like it's there's no need. Everyone spoke their voice. Everyone said what they had to say. Everyone, they you know, shared their testimony about what happened and how it happened and when it happened or whatever. So just putting this back out there, you know, why? Who is this going to affect? Why do I care? I mean, that is just my personal opinion. Like, why do we care? But, so there is a lawsuit in the making. And we're gonna come right back to that lawsuit when I do my next episode. All right. So now, let's get into this NBA Youngboy. Now, he was sentenced to 12 months probation. He was fined $1,500. He has to go to anger management. He can't have no violent contact with his girlfriend, because allegedly he put his hands on her. He got arrested for it. But the assault and kidnapping case was dropped, and he's going to avoid jail. And he looks happy as ever. He looks, you know, delighted as ever. And, you know, if the thing is, you know, you guys, some guys, they have tempers, and those tempers get the best of them, and, you know, it results in domestic violence. Now, I do try to stress out to a lot of young men that, you know, there's nothing wrong with seeing a counselor. There's nothing wrong with going to anger management class. There's nothing absolutely wrong with anything to give you guys help. Now, there are some violent women, and You know, some women, they need to go to counseling too. That you can't put your hands on a man and don't expect for a man to come back with you in full force. Now, some men, they, how they were raised, they're not going to put their hands on you. They may just shove you, or some men may walk away. But if you're in a situation to where you feel like you got to put your hands on a woman, or a woman, you feel like you got to put your hands on a man, don't do it. Just walk away. It's easier said than done. But still, to protect yourself or protect your child or anything like that, just walk away from the situation. I mean, I feel like you'll be way better off if you just walk away from it anyway. So, like I said, as I can recap, he's going to be avoid, he will avoid jail. He's sentenced to 12 months of probation, fine $1,500. He has to go to anger management, and he cannot be have any violent contact with his girlfriend. So that's good for him now. That's good for him. You know, he's happy. He's delighted, and you know, he doesn't have to go to jail for that. So now let's get to this Nick Cannon, this feud with the rapper Eminem. Now this has been going on because of what Eminem said about his ex-wife Mariah Carey. So this is what's going on. Now Nick Cannon, he said that he made a diss and the feud got racial. So Nick Cannon dropped a new track and called him the KKK of the generation. Now, here's why he said that. He says that M treats his black friends like slaves. I don't know this man's personal life. I don't know if Nick Cannon knows this man's personal life. But whatever it is, lines were crossed. And, you know, Nick, like, according to this article that I read, Nick's been going after Eminem since their old Mariah beef this month. Eminem has not responded. I don't think he's going to respond, because why? I mean, you know, this. I'm assuming the feud happened some years back, and now he's retaliating. But he's a man, and that's the mother of his children. So he is going to be on the defensive end. He's going to, you know, take up for his wife and his ex-wife and the mother of his children and things like that. That's what some men do. Not all men, because you got some men who does not care what's going on with their baby mama. If somebody talk about them, they just talk about them, and that's that. But I feel like as a man, no matter what, if you and the mother of your child do fall out, if somebody's disrespecting her, I feel like you should step in, because those are the mother is a representation of you, and she is a representation of those children that you guys have together. So why not step up? Because I feel like some women would step up if somebody disrespect the father of their children, but some women won't. They're like, well, you know, forget him. He ain't doing enough for me. He ain't doing enough for my kids. So why should I take up for him? He on with his new girl. I don't have time for that. She can deal with that and stuff like that. But I feel like when it's a relationship for the sake of your kids, you guys should be friends. You don't have to speak to each other every day. It could be something mutual. You guys can talk about just the kids and, you know, oh, where can I see them or anything like that. But do not let anyone suspect the father of your children or the mother of your children. That's my opinion. I know I might get a lot of backlash for that, but I don't care. It's just a respect thing. At the end of the day, it's a respect thing. And it's about the children, not about you or how you guys feel about your past or anything like that. It's about the children. So Nick is still going at it with Eminem, and Eminem has not yet responded. So whenever Eminem does drop this mixtape or this diss track or whatever it is, I feel like it's going to be pretty raw, because Eminem, we all know Eminem is a very, very talented rapper, and he's extremely raw when it comes to how he delivers and everything like that. He is a good rapper. We all know Nick Cannon is, but it is what it is. All right, so let's switch gears a little bit. No, wait a minute before I go to one of these, to my last thing. Oh my goodness, this is what I saw online this morning. ASAP Rocky and an alleged sex tape. Now, according to a few articles that I read, you know, the alleged sex tape was leaked on Pornhub last night. And a lot of people who did see it, you know, they had mixed comments about it. I was like, some people say, I don't think it's him. Some people's like, what the hell? Like, what is that? that ain't no sex tape or anything like that. So let me break it down from what I did a few, you know, I researched and things like that. So ASAP Rocky was in the last sex tape. Like I said, the video was leaked on to Pornhub yesterday. Now he took it to Twitter today and he said, and I quote, this is what the tweet said. My penis and I woke up to the number two. The alarming disturbance of a video clip today. The number two in the, all right? We're prepared to deny any slow strokes or lack of killing the vagina. But some viewers say they never see this man's face. And you know, he's denying it. He say he's not bad in bed at all. You know, and I don't care to find out, you know, but hey, celebrity sex tapes, you know, they get leaked all the time because some of these women, they need the money. And, you know, on top of that, I don't know what they're going through mentally, physically, emotionally, or that, but you have to be careful who you stick your stuff into as well, because some people got a vendetta, and if you don't do what they say, or you are, you know, you're doing something, and you're escalating, they're gonna find a way to try to get at you to make you feel like you ain't this and you ain't that. So I'm gonna leak this. I mean, whether people don't know it or not, whatever you leak, that's publicity for that celebrity. That celebrity's gonna be trending for maybe about 2 or 3 days, maybe even a week. They're gonna trend, and then guess what? Somebody is gonna encourage that viewer, that listener, to go and listen to their music. And guess what? That's more money coming into their pockets, to their PR pockets, to their team, lawyers, and everything. They're getting paid regardless of what you leak out. And at the end of the day, you're not getting that money. They are. They're benefiting from it, not you. So why even do it? Why not have an adult conversation? Like, well, look, I don't like how this is going between us. I felt like I was a one-night stand, but at the same time, why would you put yourself in that predicament to even be a one-night stand for a celebrity? Unless you get pregnant by him and you can put him on child support, then yeah, okay, then we're going somewhere. But until then, what for? Why? How is that going to benefit you? Oh, you, and then on top of that, you're in the sex tape. You're not Kim K, or you're not Ray J, you know, where Kim K, she kind of, you know, she grew up there, and you know, she's with Kanye West now, and she's studying to get a law degree. Kudos to Kim, but you're not Kim K, okay? So like I said, he's denying that he's bad in the bed, and after their last sex tape, and you know, he took it to Twitter. And he said more things, but I'm not about to go into that. But he said more things. You can find all of this on The Shade Room, TMZ, any entertainment place where you go to get your entertainment news from. Now, I'm going to chill in, you know, to my Louisiana roots. All right. And Michael Thomas, you know, he's being an early Santa Claus. So I found this today trending online. He gave the team Jordans for Christmas, y'all. And these are the Breed 11s. Now, you know, the video was posted on TMZ Sports. He laced the whole team with the Breed 11s. So it was like, and this thing is like, they're $300 each. These things are high. People were getting tickets for them. People stand outside for them. People do all of this stuff for these, you know, for these shoes. And they get recycled like every once in a while. I'm not a materialistic person. I really don't care about Jordans or anything like that. If you got them once, just keep them clean. And then, you know, do what you do. But, you know, sometimes sometimes y'all waste your money on them. Y'all get them again, and then y'all complain about women. Now, these are some guys, keyword some guys, y'all sit down and y'all talk about women spending money on wigs and bundles and stuff, but guess what? It's a price to look cute, and it's a price to look beautiful, and it's a price to look sexy. Okay, half the time, if I'm dating you, I don't care about your shoes as long as you look nice. But y'all complain about women spending $300-some on weave. You better get on with that, because I'd rather spend my $300 on some weave where I know I'm gonna look bum and I can use it for years and years, instead of getting shoes almost every other year and they're gonna keep coming out and keep coming out and keep coming out. This is my opinion. If you wanna chime in on it, you can DM me in my Instagram, DM me in my Facebook. We can go all at it, but this is just my opinion. You guys, you come on us a little bit too hard when we trying to look good with stuff that's gonna last. You guys, you recycle and you recycle and you recycle. The thing is, sometimes we get so consumed with so much materialistic stuff that we forget. Hey, I got kids at home I gotta take care of. I got bills I gotta pay. I got other stuff I gotta pay. And y'all get so consumed. Some of y'all, not everybody, some of y'all get so consumed and I gotta have these because I'm gonna sport these and I go to the club. Knowing somebody gonna step on them, then you gonna fight. And then you know what day you fight somebody or you kill somebody over a pair of shoes. And that money ain't benefiting you. The money's benefiting the consumer, the seller. But Michael Thomas, you know, he laced the team with the Breed 11s. And the shoes cost about $300 each. But that's okay for Michael Thomas because he signed a 5-year contract. It was worth $100 million. So that extension is going to be good for him. Michael Thomas can even buy the team Apple Watches. And, you know, he'll be set because dude got a $100 million extension. So who that said they're going to get them Breed 11s? Michael Thomas did. And that's what he did. And he got it to them people. Okay. So, you know, but this is my time. I am up. But, you know, the thing that I really saw that was really going hard and is still going hard is this impeachment thing. Like, you know, y'all were really dragging and dragging for these people. Even some of y'all was coming for people who got degrees. Now, let me tell y'all something. Because a person got a degree does not mean that they're smart in everything. Y'all know there are different type of classifications. There are different type of things that people go to study for, and history may not even be in their curriculum. Okay, so for y'all to be reaching for people like that, like, come on, like, y'all can we just stop trying to follow the trend? Y'all really want to be so woke and y'all still sleep in a coma, insomnia. Going on, some of you don't have nothing to do with that. That's my fault. That was a slow moment. I take that back. But still, like, y'all, chill out, bro. Just please chill out. Chill out with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, he is the third president to get impeached. But think about it. Bill Clinton got impeached, too. You know, I think it was the Monica Lewinsky situation. So, hey, that man had money, you know. She had to do what she had to do. She had to cluck. But anyway, so if you guys really follow with this impeachment process, you know, stay on it because, you know, history was made yesterday, but you have to really follow up on it and understand the process. Yes, he is charged. There was a vote yesterday, and, you know, Trump was charged with abuse of power and obstruction of Congress, and I believe this had something to do with the Ukraine situation and things like that. I believe a lot of stuff was leaked, but like I said, he's not removed from office. The Senate determines it. You know, right now the Congress is full of Democrats, and the Senate is, I believe, the majority Republican. But like I said, this should encourage you guys to get out and vote. And vote who you feel like should be our president, you know, for 2020. You know, you do have a lot of good contenders. You have Biden, you know, he's running. Elizabeth Warren. I know this goes on and on, you know. It's important that we get out and vote and things like that. So follow up on the impeachment. You know, it's it's just things that we have to be aware of and things like that, because we can't just go off by what Twitter is saying, what Facebook is saying. Sometimes we have to sit down and research. We have to do our own research. But like I said, that is all for today. I hope you guys enjoyed it. If you got any tips, comments, anything, please just DM me. You can DM me on Facebook and Instagram. I'm barely on Twitter, but I will get back on. So, that's it for today. Thank you for tuning in with Entertainment with Cynthia D. I hope to see y'all. Well, I can't see y'all. I hope you guys tune in next Tuesday. I try to do these at 8 o'clock, but I'm a single mother and I have 3 kids, and sometimes it's hard to get them to be quiet. So, make sure you hit me up on Instagram at Cynthia D, Facebook Cynthia Thomas, and, you know, if you want to chime in or anything like that, once again, like I said, just hit me up. And that's all for today. Good night and God bless.